You're listening to Native Fest Series featuring Indigenous artists, musicians, and writers throughout Native country.
And bonjour, and I'd like to welcome to the KBFT radio station Mr. Billy Mills, Olympic gold medalist.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, I enjoy this part of the world. I get up not too often, but I get to visit your sacred lands on occasion, and I enjoy it. It's a lot different from coming from Lakota country and the open plains. Well, when I was growing up, I grew up in Porcupine, South Dakota, on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, but orphaned at a young age. My mom died when I was 8 years of age, and my dad when I was 12. And I grew up in very innocent times, but also being Yeska, mixed blood, half Indian, half white. They were challenging times. Our elders had gone underground to save the culture, their tradition, their spirituality. And as a mixed blood, we was not really able to be involved. We were around the culture, but yet being half white, rejected in a sense by both parts of my heritage. I was the bottom half of the first group from Pine Ridge that was challenged to leave the reservation, to go off and learn to compete against a dominant society. So I went off to Haskell Indian School after my dad died, and probably one of the few that can really say going to a boarding school was a blessing. My dad died 12 years of age. He used to tell me I had broken wings, and he'd say, you have to look beyond the hurt, hate, jealousy, self-pity, way down deeper where the dreams lie. Find your dream, son. It's the pursuit of a dream that heals broken souls. I was able to take a lot of the beauty of our culture, our traditions, our spirituality, and was being challenged by people at the time to take out the virtues and the values of our culture and put those virtues and values in an educational pursuit. I eventually put them into an Olympic pursuit, and it helped me win the gold medal. But that's probably the simplest way I could, in a couple of paragraphs, say the origins of where I came from. It was an incredible, positive experience, mainly because my dad, when he said, "It takes a dream to heal broken souls," he was challenging me in his own way to take the culture, tradition, spirituality, extract out the virtues and the values, and put them into an educational pursuit. As a Lakota, as a Native American, I grew up thinking no non-Indians could beat me. And I just had this concept that I was going to be, because I'm a Lakota, because I'm Native American, and running became my passion. I'm going to be one of the best in the world. You know, I don't know that answer. I think Pat, my wife, mm-hmm. also my agent, might have sent some books.
Okay.
I think Hay House, who is the ninth publishing company that handles the book, I thought they sent copies here, but I can't answer that. I'm sorry. I'll give Pat a call.
Okay. Well, if not, we can get the information to our listeners that how they can get a copy of the book, or where to look for it online or in bookstores.
If anybody happens to be a Nicholas Sparks fan, Nick was a high school 8th grader when I told him a secret on how dreams come true. He wanted to become an Olympian. Injured himself, could no longer run, graduated from the University of Notre Dame. So he wrote a book with me because he read so often. And he wrote Lessons of Lakota with me. So a lot of people collect Nick Sparks' books. He's written 21 bestsellers. The one they don't know about him writing is his first one, Writing It With Me, while my wife did the artwork, Lessons of Lakota. Came out as Wokini, Seeking a New Image, changed to Lessons of Lakota.
This Native Fest series was brought to you by Net Lake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.